We are leaving Audio Reader and heading toward an undisclosed location. I am with Dave Dunford, who's been volunteering for Audio Reader for
at least 10 years, Jay.
And what is your primary duty as a volunteer for Audio Reader?
My volunteer job is to help sort and clean and test and repair the audio equipment that's donated for the FYEO sale.
For your ears only. How much gear are we talking about?
Once we get to the destination and we remove your blindfold, you'll see for yourself, but we have two large storage trailers and they are full. I think we've received about 350 or more pieces of equipment. That would include record players, turntables, changers, sets of speakers, amplifiers. You'll see when we get to the destination.
What kind of background and knowledge do you have that allows you to fix all kinds of radios and receivers? And
Jay, I'm mostly self-taught. I retired from Lenexa, Kansas Police Department, where I took care of technical services for the department. And as a kid, used to work in the back then hi-fi business.
Have you come across a piece of audio equipment that you just haven't been able to fix?
Oh, yes, many times. Most of the equipment we get in is newer and it has just fallen out of use. And for that, there isn't much to do but clean up and a real brief checkout. Occasionally, we'll have to make electronic repairs, replacing parts. Is that blindfold comfortable?
Yeah. Are we almost there yet?
Just about three more minutes.
You mentioned that a lot of the equipment that's been donated is vintage slash collectible. What are we talking about when we talk about vintage audio?
Tubes have taken a real resurgent interest. There's been a resurgent interest in tube gear. And we have a few pieces of tube equipment this year. A lot of the 70s era Pioneer, Kenwood, Marantz, Sony equipment with the silver face is very popular. It has a good sound and it's attractive, and I think there's an interest in the nostalgia.
We've arrived at our destination.
Are you ready to take the blindfold off?
I'm ready.
Let's
see what you've got.
Walk right over here.
We're approaching a rather large trailer.
This is one of two trailers, Jay. This is the small trailer. In here we store record players, turntables, most of the electronics, and a lot of the small equipment. Marantz, Sherwood, Kenwood, Pioneers, got several older Pioneers, a lot of contemporary Denon equipment. We have several CD recorders. Have a like new Sony receiver here from the 70s. This long rack, about 10 feet long, is nothing but CD and DVD players. Got about 40 record changers and turntables on this side of the trailer.
And you've gone through all of these items with a fine-tooth comb and have restored them?
Everyone that's got the blue tape on it has been checked, tested, repaired. In case of the turntables, we either put a new cartridge on it or cleaned what was there that would still work, adjusted the tone arm, cleaned them up, and they all run and work fine.
When you're testing the turntables and the stylus, what kind of records do you put on?
I have a test record we use, and before that, I think it was Meat Loaf.
What kind of music do you typically listen to when you're enjoying music on your own?
Early pop, rock, a lot of classical.
Give me a title.
My very favorite tune is the Beethoven Violin Concerto.
What keeps you going? What keeps you volunteering your time?
This event is a celebration of the organization. It raises some money, but it's mostly a real benefit to demonstrate the support of all the listeners and all the volunteers.